First, President Bush made a brief stop in Russia today. He met with Russia's President Vladimir Putin at the Moscow airport. The two leaders confirmed they will sign a deal supporting Russia's bid to join the World Trade Organization. This is another step in the economic liberalization of the former communist nation.
Since the fall of the Soviet Union, many Russians believed new freedoms meant their country would soon look like the West. But as NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow, Russians have mixed feelings about their changing national identity.
When McDonald's first opened its doors in Moscow in 1990, crowds waited in line for more than an hour to catch a glimpse of a window on the west. Now there are lots of McDonald's in the capital. Many customers exiting the original restaurant in central Pushkin Square expressed disdain for fast food, saying they only like its convenience. But 21-year-old Sergei Litievsky says there's another reason he doesn't like McDonald's.
I don't like Americans. I simply can't stand them. I don't know why. It's just the way I am.
That's not the puff of a hardened xenophobe. Litievsky is a computer programmer who says he likes visiting France and other Western countries. His friend Linus Luciano says he finds no interest in any foreigners.
In other countries, people only care about themselves. They walk down the street and don't see anything except what's directly in front of them. Russians care about other people.
Across town, Elena Alexeyeva begins class in a school that specializes in teaching English.
Well, I'm sure that you are ready for the lesson. Our lesson now will be dedicated to stereotypes. Breaking stereotypes, breaking the ideas that maybe you have about the USA.
Even here, students say they're suspicious of the United States. 16-year-old Tanya Nikitina says Americans don't want to see a powerful Russia.
Maybe they see that if Russia will have good relationships with other countries, maybe European countries, its power will return back. So I think they don't want to have a rival.
Many Russians agree with President Vladimir Putin that the country's new oil wealth entitles Moscow to push its interests in the world. The Kremlin is particularly upset that its former Soviet subject states, Georgia and Ukraine, want to join NATO. After an espionage spat with Tbilisi last month, Moscow authorities began deporting Georgians. Putin said the special interests of native Russians needed to be protected. In the English class, 16-year-old Safiya Sobgavilashvili, a Georgian resident of Moscow, says Putin's policies don't make sense.
I think it's just discriminating of Georgians, only Georgians, because in Russia there are lots of Chinese and, other nations. But why only Georgians? I don't understand.
Liberal groups say Putin's statements have changed the tone inside Russia and helped legitimize the country's growing extreme nationalist movement. Last weekend, thousands of nationalist supporters across Russia held demonstrations against immigrants, chanting glory to Russia and motherland or death. At a small Moscow counter-rally against fascism, Lyudmila Mitsok said Putin's policies are directly to blame for a dangerous level of intolerance.
The anti-Georgian hysteria shows no one's welcome here anymore. My parents were evacuated to Russia from Ukraine during World War II. I was born here, but I'm not a native Russian. So who am I?
Many Russians draw a distinction between a growing dislike for immigrants from former Soviet countries, particularly people from the Caucasus and Central Asia, and their still often ambiguous feelings about Westerners. But at the nationalist demonstration, protesters showed little love for any foreigners. One song played during the event said the Russians are coming to spit at the United States and Europe. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
Забираем на марш всех, не уничтожим.